So let's welcome our strangers, our globetrotting strangers, who've had a chance to experience their home and Colorado. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, David.
Happy Valentine's. Well, welcome. This is kind of...
You're not live.
Yeah. Sure.
No.
Yeah. John's going to turn.
No, you're not.
Really?
No. Now you are.
Those of you in the back, you have trouble hearing.
Jeff.
Is it coming through on the internet, John?
There's something wrong with your headset.
Oh.
Is this something wrong with your head?
I'll use this in the meantime. Yes. I'll just turn this other one off. I can do this.
I heard them saying it was no big deal with the roads. I beg to differ with that. I can say that because Jeff came in from, he had to bring everything for the setup with the, you know, with his big car and the, you know, the big SUV and the trailer. And he had this kind of wild-eyed, full eye open, said, I said, well, was it okay? And he goes, yeah, the trailer was pushing me all the way down the hill. And the poles were coming. And I kept lowering the gears and using the brakes and thinking, oh, no. But master driver that he is.
No, very scared driver. It was a little nerve-wracking.
So even though the main roads are in pretty good shape, secondary roads are not so good here because they can. And part of the problem was is it had been relatively warm, and so the ground had been fairly warm. But then, and so when it started to snow, it got very wet. Then it kept snowing on top of it, so now there's ice under the snow.
Anyway, like David said, this is the smallest group we've had
ever.
Almost since the August 1999 in the teepee. That was 22, and we are 24 here today. So it kind of feels good. It's kind of, there's an excitement in here, kind of fun and cozy. I love when there's a lot of people, but this is kind of intimate, and it would be interesting to see how Adamas takes it today.
I'm impressed that anybody made the journey and that I was the most surprised that our staff, and some of them coming from quite a distance, when we said, it's okay if you won't be able to make it, and they said, no, we'll be there. It was pretty impressive.
These hearty, hearty pirates.
Yeah.
Snow pirates. So anyway, it is a snowy day. We've changed the schedule in case you're just tuning in case you didn't get the notices we sent out yesterday. But we changed the schedule because the roads are not very good. Side roads in particular are really bad. And that's why we have such a small group here today. Or they're losing interest, but we wanted to be done a little earlier so everybody could leave before it got dark, because when it gets dark, the ice starts to really freeze. It makes the driving going downhill much more difficult. So we're going to go for about 30 minutes here.
I think that since we have so few people, we should, this never happens. I think they each get to just stand up, say their name, and I'll run the mic.
Okay,
are we ready with the camera to do that? Okay. Quickly.
Marian Eng from White House, Yukon.
Woohoo.
David McMaster, Fort Cosmos.
Woohoo.
Andra from Evergreen.
Yes.
Which camera are we on?
On from Evergreen.
Julie from Lafayette.
And I'm also Paula from Lafayette.
Thank you.
Joshua from Boulder.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne from Berthoud.
Wonderful.
Hi, Véronique from France, Montpellier.
Yes, now that's a journey. Woohoo!
You're from Coal Creek Canyon.
Okay.
Sart from somewhere. Hi, Chambra.
The infamous Sart.
Susie from Coal Creek Canyon.
Okay, really fast. And on camera we have...
Crash from Coal Creek Canyon.
Okay, I'm almost done. Here we go.
Timothy from Denver.
Okay. Really quickly.
Larry from Aurora.
Thank you, Larry.
Joe from Colorado.
Quickly. And who are you, young man?
Hunter from Aurora.
Gail and Holly from Colorado Springs.
Wonderful. Okay, very good. There we go. And in the back here, our crew.
Sandra Harris from Watkins.
Hiding behind the wall. And Carrie from Denver.
Yes. And for you, sir?
Joe from Denver.
Thank you.
Jean from Coal Creek Canyon.
And on the technical problem solving.
Oh, John.
Oh, the usual enthusiastic John.
Didn't look like he was giving me a big kiss.
Okay, I think that really got everybody's energy moving. Okay, thank you. All right, I think we got everybody.
I'll take the microphone.
Yes, you may.
Well, and I've got a couple of snowy.
You have to turn it on.
Couple of snowy shots here today just for those people watching in online. Here's Gene and Youp right outside their house doing a little plowing and shoveling. That's a nice snowblower there. Youp, this kind of looks like the American Gothic, you know, in Colorado. You know, the pitchfork and the, you know, the two people, much better looking, of course, but kind of like this is Coal Creek Gothic shot. Did you do that on purpose? No, and just a couple, just to give you an idea, this is this morning while we were trying to set up, and you can't really see the whole thing, but it was...
Jeff, are you trying to, impress the people in Norway, Denmark...
All over the
Wisconsin,
world.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, Romania...
The people who live in warmer climates to go, oh my
Russia.
Gosh, we feel... They went to all this trouble today. And by the way, do not try to drive with a full... trailer load going downhill on an icy road.
Without chains.
Not a real good idea. So that's set up this morning. You can see here they had to shovel a pathway to get to the wood so we can have a little fire in here.
Ah,
yeah,
lovely,
a little fire.
Lovely.
Little shot of that.
Okay.
And here is a shot of who's Shema? Oh, Dave and Susie's house. You know.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Looks good in the snow.
It looks really kind of Colorado mountain-y.
Sweet.
That is Susie's butt right there. I thought that was a dream catcher. That's a fart catcher. All right.
Oh. Poor little buck.
I know. I feel so bad for him. What do they eat during the winter? You're giving him corn. Isn't that against the law to feed the deer? I know. Bad Susie, bad Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Publicize it.
But anyway, you know, we've been going... 11 or 12 years, and we've always talked about what-if scenarios. What if there was a storm, and what if the staff...
You're talking about the perfect storm?
Well, no, what if the staff can't get up the hill, and, you know, what would we do? We have some backup plans, and this was one of those days. The storm started basically Thursday night, I think. It's still snowing, and I'm amazed at how...
Where there's a will, there's a way.
The quick response mechanism yesterday started rolling into effect. Emails, phone calls with Susie, gathering together the staff, saying who can be here, who
That's
can't.
Right.
And ending up with 24 people. And I would say out of those 24, probably half or more are staff, volunteers that
Correct.
Come in to get set up. So
Correct.
Amazing.
But we also advise people not to make the journey.
So we're going to go quickly through the slides, and the first thing we have is a video recap from last month.
Okay.
So we're just going to get into it if we could have the lights off and see what goes next. So, dear Shambar, we're in 2012. Much anticipated, talked about. That in itself created a lot of energy. So, I want to start this off with this group of you writing down 12 tools or 12 tips for others. And my dear Linda, would you write at the board, David, with the microphone, 12 tools or tips. Tip number one.
Stay out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Good. How do you do that?
Breathe.
Breathe. That's good. let's say you breathe and then you go right back into the mind, then what? How do you go beyond that? Create something. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, a lot of people would say, so what's beyond the mind? So what would you tell them? What's beyond the mind? Yes.
Connect with soul.
Connect with soul. So where is this soul?
In the stillness when you breathe.
All I hear is voices in that stillness, they would say.
Put those on mute. It's a mute
try
button
it.
For those.
Try, how many of you have been able to put those mind voices on mute? You can't think your way into ascension. You can't think your way out of your mind at all. So it comes down to really then understanding the difference between your thought and a feeling, a mental activity and your true passion. It comes down to the difference between having to make logic of things versus just feeling and experiencing those things. So good, good one. Next on the list.
Forget about all the rules. Forget about everything you think it's good and bad, and just make up your own.
The question becomes, what rules? And what happens? Are you saying total anarchy in the system?
No, I'm talking about all of those things that we've been taught by other people, either our parents or teachers, saying, you shouldn't be like this.
Ah.
You should be like that. And when you feel uncomfortable with that, then that's when you know that it's not yours.
So this is wonderful. A good thing would be to, first of all, what's yours, what's not. Many of the things that are in there aren't really yours. So are you ready to release them? Then take a look at your own rules. When approximately, you feel into it, when approximately did you create that rule? Does it serve you anymore? Doesn't mean you have to have anarchy. You could if you wanted. But it means that releasing of the energy behind the rules, expanding yourself, getting back into life. Good. Next on the list. What are you telling the world about 2012? What are
trust yourself.
Tips or tools? Trust yourself. Okay.
And then you can integrate your experience into your wisdom.
Yes. And let's put that on there, trust. It's a very difficult one because energy is quite literal to consciousness. And when there is the mistrust, it creates more mistrust. And now you live in a world of mistrust. How does one get out of that? How does one learn or experience trusting with themselves? Big one. If we can answer this, boy, we're going to graduate into another level. Yes?
Acceptance.
Acceptance, yes. I would agree, and I think everybody here would, but you're telling a person on the street about acceptance. Now they're really confused. Trust and acceptance, two things that are very, very foreign. How do you get somebody to trust themselves?
Self-love. Yeah.
Here we go.
Self-love. That's the toughest thing a human will ever do. It's the toughest thing any angel in any of the realms will ever do. That's the truly, ultimately, the experience of Earth is self-love. These are big issues. A couple of comments about it. Yes.
I think before trust is fully experienced, it's releasing any expectations of what an outcome will be.
There, thank you. Releasing the expectations of the outcome. A couple more. We got a 4 in the board.
I just told just the average person on the street, it's going to be okay.
Yes. Tools, it's going to be okay. Does that work?
I found it works.
Yes.
Because they're not going to want to hear any of that stuff, although we get it.
Yes.
But the average person that's freaking out, just found out they have terminal cancer, lost their job, just, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. And actually, I would agree with you. When you say it and you're with someone and you say, it's going to be okay, there's an energy, there's a look in the eyes, there's a confidence because you've been through it and you know you can come through it and still be intact. Yes, you still got some issues, but you're getting that confidence. It's going to be okay. Why? Because I chose it. Why? Because the energies are supporting me. Why? because I'm a grand creator, I am that I am. It's going to be okay. Okay, we're up to five. Let's go to six.
Allow change, even choose change.
Why do humans not like change?
Scary.
Why?
You don't know.
It's uncomfortable. You don't know. And I go back to my analogy, living in a small room with no windows, within a huge, beautiful mansion, but they've isolated themselves in the room because it's manageable, it's controllable. And they've learned how to handle that. These other rooms in the mansion are just overwhelming, unknown, uncertain. So, but you talk about change, and change is a wonderful thing. Thank God for change, and thank yourself for change, that there is this natural evolution process that you really can't go backwards. You really can't, no matter how hard some of you have tried. The change is inevitable. Now, and if you don't mind, I'd like to modify this to embrace change.
Uh-huh.
Embrace change.
Yep.
So it's not just allowing, but it's actually embracing it and rejoicing in it, and it's amazing. Next one on the list, and I'm going to go to Garrett on this because he had one that I heard earlier in the week that was important, and I want to give you credit for it.
Can I have two?
Yeah, absolutely, two.
Laugh.
That was one of mine.
Because you're going to laugh about it in a year, why not laugh about it now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Laughter, so important. And now, laughter, you know, we're not so heavy as some of these other things. Simple. I'd actually start out with laugh. That is going to be so important. Next one.
Stop worrying about your booger aspects, your nasty ones. The harder ones to integrate are your unfulfilled dreams.
Yes. Yes, unfulfilled dreams. That was an excellent, excellent observation. Dreams are held by so many of you in another realm. The daydreams, the feeling into things, the imagining things. But they're out there. You don't bring them in. I think for Shambra, this is perhaps the most important thing for this year. Integrating your dreams. Because in your dreams is your soul, is your wisdom, are your potentials. Dreams are potentials. Mm-hmm. Next, we have four to go. And we need to do this quickly because we have to get into...
Well, mine's just an offshoot of that, of do only what your heart wants.
Yes. Follow your heart. Could we say that? Follow your heart. It's difficult to follow your heart if you don't trust. Say, and people will tell you, I tried that once, and it was a disaster. Yes.
Okay. You might have to help me with the words on this,
yes.
But the feeling is, are you creating conflict?
And I will put my words to it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And maybe we could even create a graphic that looks like a yield sign that says, beware of drama. People are going to be overwhelmed by it, but if you simply tell them, beware of the drama, you don't need to participate. You don't need to be there. Yes.
What's really helped me is to remember, no matter, to everything and everyone out there, don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. They are going to take it personal, and many of them want to, but yes. And could I either add to that or reshape it and say it's not really about you? I'll give you the answer for the next one. Simple and easy. Simple and easy. Now, there, and I really mean this for you and anybody else looking at this list. You can do it either way. So many people feel they have to struggle. They have to do it the difficult way. Particularly for you, Shambra, in this year, there are intense energies. They can be grand, beautiful, wonderful experiences. And you can either do it the easy way, the efficient way, or the hard way. It's not predetermined. It's totally up to you or any other human who would see this list. It doesn't have to be difficult. This is the year, the high potential opportunity to really invite your wisdom and your potentials, also known as your soul, into your reality. It is about trusting yourself that there is something beyond the mind, that there is this part of you It's really aching to be here, wanting to be here with you. So let's do a different kind of dream walk today. It's one where you allow yourself to expand into the other layers. But as you do, you create a type of invitation. It's like a chalice. It's like the open arms, inviting your wisdom that's been building through the ages, inviting your potentials that have always been there ever since you went through the wall of fire, inviting those to be here with you in this reality. You came here, let's say, ahead of your soul. You came here first to prepare the body, to prepare your environment, your reality. And now comes the time this year to invite that soul into this reality. So let's take a deep breath, what we call a dream walk. Take a deep breath, expanding your awareness, creating an invitation to your soul, to your wisdom, to your potentials. And now it's just between you and your soul self. An invitation for your soul to be here, to listen to this music with you. Feel what it's like to be in this reality. Inviting yourself, inviting your soul, your wisdom, potentials, your I am-ness into the tube, into this reality. It's perhaps the greatest gift you could have ever given yourself. The applause is for Gene Tinder for the great editing work. Wow, way to go. And I love that little effect at the end during the meditation. And it was nice. Yeah. I got to be careful
channel.
Of watching that, or I'm going to like fall asleep before I have to
asleep
bring a Dhamma set.
Just kind of out there because it was a nice invitation.
Out there, yeah.
It was sweet.
Anyway, we've got just a few minutes left, so we're going to go real quickly through a couple slides from last month because we don't have another. We didn't go anywhere in January. We were at home.
Keep it
very fun. Busy, but we had a lot of great staff meetings. I love the, do your own signs now. This is like the Today Show. Great shot of Linda, Rupert on the launch pad, Norma, who else? Yes, and Garrett. Some great participation last month with everybody in the audience. Edith, we miss you today. I know we have a lot of people listening in. A lot of people listening in on the webcast today that are normally here, and we do miss you. A lot of people that didn't even know that we did a webcast. And
that
when we sent
funny.
Out the mailing yesterday, they're like, you guys do a webcast? That's, yeah, every month for 11 or 12 years. Yes. So, those who are listening in who are brand new, we have a snowstorm, small group, but we're having a grand time. We're going to break out the treats later on.
And again, to the live audience that can't get up here, that is normally here, we do miss you.
We do miss you. Just not quite the same.
No.
Okay, quick look at some of the upcoming events. We're going to be leaving in just a few days for the tropics, for Medellin, Colombia.
The jungle.
The Beyond the Mind workshop. Linda's already checking the weather. She said, you know, it's going to be 75 degrees.
No, high 70s, low 80s during the day. Outrageous humidity, 60% chance of rain every day, so it will be tropical. My skin will be going, yeah, yeah.
Susie will be writing to us, say, there's another snowstorm moving in.
But, oh, so sad. Am I missing it? Oh, save me some snow.
Well, we have a great group coming so
Jeff
far.
Jeff likes to save snow in the refrigerator, with the freezer, which, of course, you know, it disappears.
It disappears. Special thanks to Malu and Raisa for holding this event. We'll see you in just a few days.
There are still spaces available if you're interested, and there will be translation in Spanish.
Yes. Great. Okay. And then we have quite a few new events to mention. We're going to be doing Dreamwalker Life in the Amsterdam area, April 19th through the 21st. It's actually a little place called Imugen. Did I say
on
that right?
On the sea.
You,
doesn't
how do you,
matter.
How do you say
cannot
it?
Ever
He's
say,
laughing.
Locals can, we just can't say it right.
Imugen.
Imugen? Yeah, okay. Imugen.
I did not. I decided that my inability to pronounce it properly was not enough of a deterrent to go there.
That's why I put outside the Amsterdam area, beautiful seaside location.
It's on the sea, beautiful beach. It's a great place to move energies, great little restaurants, and just a very easy place.
Also having the live
music. The Dutch are pretty nice people.
Of Johan. Not Gerhardt and the mirror. So we're going to do some jamming. This is the second Dreamwalker Life that we're going to do. The first one in Frankfurt back in December was amazing. I mean, it was just beyond words. So Norma and Garrett are going to be there as well. They're going to be doing an Awama school right after in Den Haag. And so if you're interested in Dreamwalker Life or Norma and Garrett's Awama School right after. Check out for the Awama School, www.newbreath.net. So I'm looking forward to that.
The Crimson Circle website for our event.
We haven't been to Amsterdam in a while. I'm looking forward to it.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost three.
From there, we're going down to France for the Mysteries of France tour. This is a bus tour.
No, it's the Mysteries of Love.
The Mysteries of Love.
Yes. Love tour. We will never figure out the Mysteries of France.
Not the Mysteries of France. And, whoops. Mysteries of Love tour. This is a six-day tour. We're going to be in Chartres and Karnak and having a grand fun, limited to 45 people. We still have some spaces
we do,
open.
And it's a repeat of a trip that we did in the fall that we loved so much that we could not resist doing it again. We did not know what the content would be like. We had no idea, and it was such a wonderful experience. We just couldn't wait to go back and do it again. And it's such an incredible place to experience the balance of male, female, I have kind of an edge when it comes to like churches and cathedrals. And it was interesting because the churches and cathedrals there, the ones that we went to, have this incredible sense of the feminine energy underneath that they didn't hide, that you can feel it. They allowed it, and it's really there. And that was such an unexpected joy for me to get to experience a cathedral that didn't make me want to throw up.
Yeah, it was great. So we have a few spaces left, kind of rushing just because we have a lot going on. In May, we're going to be doing Dreamwalker Life in Sinaia, Romania, right outside of Bucharest. We haven't been to Romania last year. It was the first time we skipped it in a lot of years. So we're going back this year. And if I'm not mistaken.
Sinaia is just outside of Bucharest, in the kind of in the mountains, but not so far away. And it's very beloved by the Romanians, and we're excited about it and hope that those of you that would like to join us for that will do that.
And this is hosted by our dear friend Sylvia Morin, and also with live music of Yoham. And also, just for the record, Linda and I are going to, while we're there, we're going to be celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary.
What?
In Romania.
What?
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
So that's a long time.
You said it out loud.
That's
pretty big for a man.
It's pretty. Actually, I don't know anybody other than Susie and Dave that have been married that long.
I think Michelle and Tom.
Michelle McHale and Tom McHale, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it makes me feel lucky or old or both.
Watch your mouth.
I'm lucky. Lucky. In June, right after the Cryon Summer Conference, where we are going to be presenting, we're doing the Living Ascension Workshop. It's first time, so we have no idea what Adamus is going to do, but they're usually a lot of fun. And I love Sedona. I love going there, the energy.
It's too bad Adamus doesn't.
I know, but he has to put up with this because my body is going there.
Sedona is a beautiful, unbelievable landscape. There's nothing quite like it as far as I could say.
Big announcement. Dreamwalker Life right here in Colorado this summer. It's July 23rd through the 25th in Estes Park. Now we get the Estes Park in here, Dave.
Need to say more. We're really excited. We really wanted to look at where was a great space to do this. And my one thing is that Colorado sometimes is a little devoid of water. And Susie found this beautiful place in the mountain backdrop, on a water, on a lake. And it's absolutely spectacular. And we negotiated really good rates for summer. And if you're interested, don't delay.
So we're also having live music with Yoham. They're coming over here this summer, which will be a lot of fun.
My God, we're going to have to adopt them.
I know. It's special guest Norma and Garrett. And are you doing a Owama school after Dreamwalker Life?
Not planned yet,
but keep your eyes and ears open. Yeah. And it is. This is actually filling up quickly. We sent out the advance notice to the Angels 2 days ago, Susie.
It's not live
in the store yet. Tomorrow it'll go live. But just based on the Angels, it's filling up pretty quick. And I know there's going to be a Keyhawk gathering right around that time frame this summer. A lot of the Keyhawkers are going to come in. So this one will sell out, I'm sure.
We skipped an event. I just got the details in today. The weekend
newsflash.
The weekend after Romania, so that would be, what's 19 plus 7? 26.
Oh, I'll just go back there.
26th and 27th of May. No, you don't have it on there.
No, I'll go back to Romania.
May 26th and 27th, that's Saturday, Sunday, we will be in, I'm going to say it wrong, but who cares, Ljubljana, Slovenia. We're going to do a special two-day there. It's our first time in Ljubljana. It's in a beautiful setting on the edge of town, facing the forest, and it will be a 2 days related to Masters of the New Energy.
Yeah, the Masters of the New Energy book has come out in Slovenian, so we're going to go there. Haven't been there in a number of years.
Many years, and I'm particularly excited. Our host for that is our dear Alfred Halas. He does amazing work, and we just have great people supporting us, and we really appreciate that. We look forward to seeing some of you there.
Whoops, I hit the slide early. Sorry.
Got it.
Those are the upcoming events.
Oh, God forbid we miss out on Chamber News. Where's it going?
So we're doing pretty good so far.
Okay. Can you
Chamber News. Okay, just a couple of real quick mentions. Highly recommended products or messages. First, we have Adamus's 2012 Deliverance. A lot of good information about what's coming up in 2012. By the way, he added something recently that's not in this product. He said it's going to be the year of water. He said that there's going to be a lot of water, yeah, frozen water in our case, but water. He said a lot of the drama headlines are going to relate to water.
What's that got to do with Iran?
I don't know. So the other thing, heavy water. One of my favorite all-time channels is Kathumi's Yes, I Am Enlightened, also along with his Soul Encounters. really good stuff.
Very.
These are downloadable in the Crimson Circle shop, digital downloads. You can get them anytime. And also, this came out last month, but it's the Egypt 2011 Chamber trip. We call it Alchemy of Consciousness. You guys are hearty souls making it up the mountain on this wintry day. We usually have a few more
people.
But yeah.
Nice
glad
to join
you're here.
Us. What a nice surprise.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? Oh, also the Spirit Desk calendar. We don't have any here today, but 365 quotes for every day of the year.
Beautiful perpetual calendar.
Whew, so, see, we got through all those announcements, and now we get to play the funny video, and then we're done.
Oh, I'm sorry, you forgot one thing.
No, we have some things after this. What?
I think it's really, really, really important that anybody that finds this information and all passionate and compelling and you want to experience more, you should go to the Crimson Circle website, look up under Advanced Studies and see the incredible content that is taught by our teachers worldwide. And if there's not a class in your area, please contact the Crimson Circle because there are teachers that will travel to you.
Yes, that was coming up after
oh,
the video.
Oh, I just had to, I couldn't wait any longer.
So, you may be familiar with this internet kind of craze. Somebody started stuff girls say, and then there's a lot of iterations of it all over the internet. I have a quick one. I thought it might be interested, but people are doing a lot of iterations of it. This was particularly, I think, well, for us to have a few laughs at. If we could get the lights down, and we'll want the volume up. It's kind of hard to understand some of the time what the girl is saying, but it's kind of funny. Okay.
Will you hold space for me? I'm totally manifesting a boyfriend.
I love your feathers.
It's 2012.
It's 2012.
Where are my chlorella tablets?
My shaman gave this to me.
I'm changing my name to Rainbow Moonbeam Star.
Hold on, I'm totally getting a download right now.
What sign are you?
Is this vegan?
It's Eckhart Tolle.
Oh my goddess.
Chemtrails.
Oh, I'm so detoxing right now. I'm like 80% raw. My guides are telling me I should do another master cleanse. Okay, I just sent her some love for you.
I'm like 50% raw.
Can you guys be quiet? I'm meditating.
I love your energy.
I love Deepak Chopra.
Oh my god, I love quantum physics.
That's not what Saint Germain told me. Are you Gemini?
Is there any soy in this?
Wait, wait, wait. Let's pull a card. I so know you from a past life.
I saw my first UFO at Burning Man.
Oh my god, did you feel that? Aww, you're such a Cancer.
What's your sign?
And I'm a Sag, Gemini rising, Aries moon with a Venus in Scorpio.
Oh my god, I'm totally getting a download.
My crystal says you're not telling me everything.
Have you seen my spirulina?
Saint Germain.
Is this organic? Oh my god, did you eat all my chia seeds?
I'm doing the master cleanse. Even though I ate a piece of cheese today, I totally love and accept myself.
That's why they call it tantra.
Oh my god, I'm totally getting a download.
Oh, I can't wait to go to Sedona in June. I, you know, I like the part about Saint Germain, actually, you know.
That was so funny.
Oh, I get tears in my eyes. Okay, if we get the screen back. Oh, is it up to me? Okay. All right. Special acknowledgments, because this is a worldwide community. It's amazing, beautiful. Special acknowledgments to the Crimson Circle Angels. We had a great webcast with them recently, and we just truly appreciate the support. They are making the difference in Crimson Circle.
They allow us to do so much of what we do for free because of what they contribute.
And all of our advanced studies teachers, as Linda just mentioned, there's probably right now, I don't know, 8-10 classes taking place somewhere across the world right now as we're talking. And they're probably not snowed out like we are.
They're incredibly great people doing great work.
Also to our international web host, we have 23 international languages, different languages. So people anywhere in the world in just about any language can read the materials. Truly appreciate that. And to the translation teams who are busy probably right now. Actually, there is a webcast taking place right now in Spanish, a simulcast of this.
That's so Norma I wonder, and Hilda doing that live. They're actually doing it while we're doing
consecutive,
it.
Consecutive, yeah.
Yeah, out of Colombia.
Yeah, so I wonder how they Bogota. Translated that video.
They probably just rolled their eyeballs like I did.
And, of course, to this amazing staff who can transform anything into anything else.
Ooh,
who comes in
that's
here.
That's a good
That's
visual.
A new one, yeah. Like oh, but that's it reminded me of the staff. They
yeah,
can just
yeah.
change anything, make the hall look beautiful, do this great technology. So a special thanks, and especially to the ones who came up today, who battled the tough roads, the snow, got here early, did a lot of shoveling, lit a fire in the fireplace. So thank you. It's amazing. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. I would say we'll come back in 15 minutes.
Promptly to start the webcast.
Yes. Yeah, so thank you all, Shambra,
thank
for
you.
Being here.
Thank you so much.
Great.